It's 314 and 63 degrees at News 92 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Bonnie Petrie along with Mike Barajas, and it's time to take you to the movies. Movie guy Paul Preston at themovieguys.net joins us live now to talk about your choices this weekend. Okay, Paul, I know for sure, because I have a six-year-old, as you know, that I will be seeing this weekend.
Dear Gwen, do believe in Santa. He is real.
If you've ever wondered how it could all be true, the mystery will finally be revealed.
Operation Santa Claus is coming to town.
Operation Santa Claus and Arthur Christmas. Will I like it?
This is the film that I am out championing, Bonnie. It may not get as much hype as other holiday films for some reason, but it's certainly the one worth seeing. Yeah, definitely go. Definitely take your kid.
What will I like about it?
If you've ever seen the Wallace and Gromit shorts, those great claymation films from Aardman Studios in England, they made this too. It's not stop motion. It is computer animated, but it still has that same sort of cynicism-free comedy. And it doesn't get bogged down in a whole bunch of modern references. Like, they don't have to stop to do single ladies or anything in the middle of the movie. It's just a really great story of how Santa delivers all his presents every Christmas Eve. And it's a huge technical operation. It's a very Halliburton Christmas, really. But they take the time to do a bunch of great comedy throughout. And if you've seen Creature Comforts or Wallace and Gromit, you know, it's also very British for some reason. You know, he lives at the North Pole. He could be considered either Icelandic or Greenlandian, but they're all very British, and they have a lot of fun with British mannerisms and that kind of thing. It's hilarious and very well made, too. Yeah, that's the movie I would tell everyone to see.
Hilarious is good, Paul. Well, listen, this is Mike Barajas. I would have loved to spend more than a week with Marilyn Monroe, but I settled for my week with Marilyn.
Marilyn, is it true you wear nothing in bed but perfume?
Oh. Darling, as I'm in England, let's say I sleep in nothing but Yardley's lavender.
Does this movie do justice to Marilyn?
Well, you're not going to get a biopic of Marilyn Monroe. I mean, you do get just the week, and it's told more from the perspective of a guy who gets a job as a third assistant director, I believe, on her film, The Prince and the Showgirl, that she made in England with Laurence Olivier. I'll tell you, the best thing to get out of the movie, it is a lot of fun, is watching them try to watch Laurence Olivier, you know, grand actor, legend, try and make a movie with pill-popping head case Marilyn Monroe giving him trouble every step of the way. His slow burn, Kenneth Branagh plays him in the film, is the best, and it's great to watch. So the storytelling isn't exactly as deep as you may want in a Marilyn Monroe movie. It kind of is fun and light, but for that, there's plenty of entertainment to be gotten out of that movie, if you can find it. It's probably playing in big cities right now.
All right. Well, Houston is big.
Yes, we are. Okay, speaking of funny and light, or maybe just silly.
I shot Santa Claus in the face. He's real, and I shot him in the face.
What the...
Harold and Kumar are back. Should they be?
Not necessarily. Definitely not the one to take the kid to, Bonnie.
Okay, I won't.
I think they could have had a lot more fun with the 3D. Like, 3D is such an annoyance now a lot of times for movies. I will only go see the 3D in an animated film nowadays. And the 3D is great for Arthur Christmas, but everything else just becomes this technical thing that gets in the way of you enjoying the movie. And I thought these guys, Harold and Kumar, were going to have a lot more fun goofing on that. Instead, they just do all the particular jokes you've come to know for their trilogy now of movies, and didn't quite deliver as strong as I hoped it would. You know, if they just kind of said, plot, whatever, we don't care, we're just goofing on 3D and Christmas movies, but they didn't quite hit the mark as I hoped they would.
All right, what about the guy with really big credentials, Scorsese? Here's a clip from Hugo.
Who are you? Hugo, where do you live? Is it a secret?
Yes.
Oh, good. I love secrets.
And speaking of 3D, I heard it works in this one, does it?
You know what? It is good 3D, but I got to tell you, the opening scene of this movie is a sort of computer-generated camera whoosh through the streets of Paris to lead up to our main character, and it was so generated by computers, my wife thought the whole film was going to be animated. So then when the shot ends on live actors, she was thrown by that. So there might be too many effects in this film for its own good. This movie is getting praised all over the place, and Martin Scorsese is certainly a legend who knows how to make a great film. But for some reason, the heart of it just didn't connect with me. I wish I could get on board with everyone else who's giving it Best Picture. It just won the National Board of Review's Best Picture. But something about the story of a metal man with insides working that are all sort of mechanical kind of feels like you know, this movie. Not a real heart in there for me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for helping us out as we figure out what we're going to spend all that money on to go to the movies this weekend. That's movie guy Paul Preston at themovieguys.net.